Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records, direct from backstage at the Chicago Theater, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Good morning, world. This is Howard Miller speaking from the confines of our dressing room up on the second floor of the Chicago Theater building in downtown Chicago. And before we go even one whit farther, I want to take this very small opportunity of wishing Eddie Joyce, our announcer on this program every day, a bon voyage and a real wonderful trip through the East now. Eddie leaves late this afternoon for his 2 weeks hegira away from CBS, so he can spend a little time in the picnic groves and all the lake regions and so forth. We certainly want Eddie to have a wonderful time. And don't forget, Eddie, take plenty of packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. I'm sure that you will. Well, today we thought we would change the format of our show just ever so slightly because there is a little bit of a cause for celebration, not only in my dressing room, but in the dressing room throughout this big edifice of show business on State Street in Chicago. I have to tell you just a little bit of the background before I can tell you why we're celebrating. On an occasion just 2 weeks ago today, no, 3 weeks ago today, Jack Webb, of course, the great star of the Dragnet series on television, also, of course, of Pete Kelly's Blues, the fine Warner Brothers picture, opened a 2 weeks engagement here at the Chicago Theater. And Jack happens to be a pretty good friend of mine, so on an appearance that he made with me on this show, he and I made a little bit of a bet, and the wager was that if Mr. Webb's 2 weeks of box office gross billing beat mine, I would have to learn how to play cornet and go out to sunny California sometime along about Thanksgiving Day and serenade him from his lawn, which would have been very embarrassing for not only myself but all the people out there because I can play cornet, and I certainly couldn't learn between now and the time of Stuffed Turkey Day. However, conversely, if we were able to beat him on our gross billing here at the Chicago Theater, he would have to fly into the city of Chicago, take time from his busy schedule, and do a 2-hour television show for me. Well, the reason for the celebration is that I don't have to take cornet lessons. We're very, very fortunate. Not only fortunate, but lucky indeed to be able to surround ourselves with the great stars of show business. And we racked up the season's total of $86,000 thereabouts of gross billing here at the theater in our first week. So, Mr. Webb, if you're listening, you better buy those airplane tickets and fly back to Chicago. Now, that's the occasion for our changing the format. Ordinarily, we go around country and interview various stars of the record business and play a lot of their records. But today, there's so much activity, so much hustle and bustle going on in the offices near me and also in the dressing rooms that we thought today we would call some of the stars into our microphone and let you meet some of the people who have supported us on this great bill at the Chicago Theater. And as you can probably hear, there's a little activity going on now because Miss Felicia Sanders, whose dressing room is right adjacent to mine here on the second floor, is going through the customary vocalizing, which is a little bit of exercise that most singers do early in the morning to sort of clear up all that overnight haze from sleeping that they get in their throats. Felicia, if you will stop vocalizing just long enough to treat the people to the soft, dulcet tone of your speaking voice, I know that they'd like to hear from one of their favorite girl singers. Everyone, of course, knows the background of Felicia Sanders. She's the young lady who made her great starring debut on the Columbia Record Company label by her performance on a song called The Song from the Moulin Rouge. Since then, of course, it's been success after success for this very talented young lady from California, isn't it, Felicia?
California, but now New York.
Well, yes, but were you born in the West Coast?
I was born in New York, and I grew up in California, and now I'm back in New York.
All things return.
Yes.
Once upon a time.
They don't even have to be good to return.
Well, in this particular case, they were. Felicia, you maintain an apartment there in New York City, or do you own a home?
Right.
Well, you don't get a chance to see it very much because as a show personality, of course, you're on the road a great share of the time, aren't you?
Well, most of the time, but I like to have something I call home, and so that's it.
And when you travel, of course, all you travel with are your gowns, basically, and, of course, most of your wardrobe, I suppose, is there in your New York apartment.
Yes, and a very important accompanist, Mr. Irving Joseph.
And he's very important, too, and a great guy. On stage, that man can certainly keep tempo like nobody else in all the world and play for it. Felicia, you must have a reaction to this tremendous box office gross that we've been lucky enough to rack up here. And I'd like to have you share with me those reactions that you've had.
Well, actually, my reaction is this is the first time I ever played a theater. And to play to 3,800 live people or 3,900 is a very exciting thing.
Five times a day.
Five times a day. I am slowly fading away with this five times a day routine.
A
but somehow the audiences and their audience response kind of nurtures the soul, even though the body's a little tired.
Yes, well, now, compared to nightclubs, which is most of your activity, of course, there are far more nightclubs than there are in theaters in this country. Is this a harder job? Of course, it is time-wise, because we're like in little prisons here. We spend 12 hours a day here. But what about the actual work, the work on stage as compared to nightclub performances?
Well, I don't know. It's a little hard to compare because this has certain things that are gratifying about it, and so does a nightclub performance. And how hard it is depends to what degree you get satisfaction from it. If you have no satisfaction, it's very hard.
Well, we've had a lot of fun, though, because between shows we eat apple strudel and chew Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, things like that, so it's not so bad. Now, Felicia, I know that you've got to get into your dressing room because you're on second on our show, and the show starts 1 minute after we sign off this radio thing. So maybe you best go in and get dressed, do you think?
Yes, I better put on that face.
Anybody you want to say hello to that might be listening any place in the country? I know that you've got friends and relatives in every state.
I'd like to kind of say a special hello to California, where I haven't been for a couple of years, and miss everybody and love everybody.
You going to get out there pretty soon?
I hope so.
I hope you get a chance to. Thanks very much, Felicia Sanders. Well, listen, the whole cast is clapping for her. The whole cast consisting of a couple of more people that we've got here. Well, one young gentleman who has certainly turned out to be a great star of our show, and I think, actually, in fairness to all parties concerned, there are a lot of great boy singers in this country, but just on the basis of phonograph records sold over the past 6 months, you would have to acknowledge that the hottest property on wax on the old black magic called shellac is Mr. Pat Boone, the young star who came out of Texas University, went back to his home in Tennessee, and then was discovered by the disc jockeys of the country, and now has, believe it or not, the number one best-selling record, tied, I understand, with Mitch Miller's Yellow Rose of Texas. Pat, this must be a happy occasion for you.
Boy, it really is. It's, in fact, a lot of dreams come true all in the space of a couple of weeks.
A lot of fun to appear before these teenagers who, of course, are making you just a fabulous character on the Chicago Lines.
Oh, it's more than fun. I've seen pictures and heard a lot of stories about stage door happenings, you know, and
I
see pictures of, like, when Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis appear somewhere, all the teenagers are out there in the alley, crowding the alley, you know. Well, I've seen that happen with us this week. And,
yes, that's right.
And it's a real thrill.
You know, the management sent word back to me after our opening day here a week ago today and said they had not had this type of activity in the theater since the days of Frank Sinatra when he made his first tour as a single after he left T.D., Mr. Dorsey's band. And we've got pictures of it here. There were approximately 3,500 people crowding the stage door for our autographs last week.
Oh, boy, yeah.
It's a real gratifying thing. There's no doubt about it.
I was pretty worried there. It looked like some people were going to get killed down there.
Well,
we were looking at them down from the fire escape, and it looked like it was impossible for that many people to be there.
Fans are pretty resilient. They can bounce right back. They get knocked to the ground, they bounce right back in. Don't go away now, Pat. But I want another young lady to come up to the microphone who was sitting here in the dressing room. Let me tell you a little bit of the background. About 6 months ago, I received a record from Jerry Blaine of the Jubilee Record Company in New York, and there was no hypo to the record. There wasn't even an accompanying letter. It was just the record inside of a familiar old envelope with a couple of those corrugated boards or whatever it is they put in. And I listened to this record, and believe me, I flipped. I thought it was one of the most exciting sounds I've ever listened to. It was called In the Still of the Night, performed by a complete unknown, as far as I was concerned, and her name was Della Reese. And it was on the basis of that record, which became a substantial seller here in the Middle West, that we decided that we should take our chances with a complete unknown and put her on this show. And needless to say, Della Reese has also proven to be a tremendous attraction and one of the great stars of our show. Della, I want to say it publicly that I can't tell you how appreciative I am to you for accepting our offer and being a part of our show here this 2 weeks.
And I'm just as appreciative for you allowing me to be here.
Thank you. Della, you did some gospel singing once upon a time with Mahalia Jackson, didn't you, up in Detroit? Or
yes,
was that
I
in
did.
Chicago?
No, that was in Chicago and in Detroit.
And then you decided to leave the gospel field and go into the commercial pop field, at least for this time being.
That's right.
And you're recording exclusively for Jubilee.
Exclusively for Jubilee.
Della, I thought as long as we were sitting here just munching on words and sort of being proud of ourselves for the efforts that we've had, I hope that we don't sound too presumptuous and too bold. I think people can probably or will accept. They'll be kind enough to accept our glee at this new record we've set. I thought maybe we'd just relax for a minute and listen to Pat Boone sing. Would you like that?
Yes, very much.
Let's listen to this big record, which is number one across the nation, Pat. I know that you won't mind, would you?
No, not at all.
Here's Pat Boone with his dot recording, one that you've heard so many thousands of times and it bears listening to again, called Ain't That a Shame.
You made me cry when you said goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part.
Ain't That a Shame with Mr. Pat Boone, who is sitting right here in our dressing room. And, of course, we are still remindful of the fact that there are other shows to come along at the Chicago Theater. Maybe someone will topple our record. But at least for the moment, I guess maybe we can be a little bit proud. I certainly am of this wonderful cast that we've put on stage at the Chicago, and I hope that you get a chance to see the show. By the way, even more important than that, however, this is the weekend coming up, of course. This being Friday, it means that most of you will be sleeping a little bit late, having a lot of fun, of course, over the weekend, going to your favorite baseball parks, maybe going out playing a little bit of softball, maybe taking the family to a picnic. You know what I wish you'd do? I wish you'd take along a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, because believe me, there's nothing more delightful and refreshing in all the world than the sparkling taste and the goodness, the wholesome qualities of this high-class product known as Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. So if you'll do it, I can assure you that it'll relieve a lot of the tensions when you're driving the car. You'll start to look at all the world and laugh back and say, I'm contented and relaxed and comfortable because I have Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You stay mouth happy and refreshed. Always have Wrigley Spearmint, so you can reach for it in the glove compartment or in your pocket or pocketbook. So remember, Mother, you're the one with the memory. You pick up a few packs or a carton of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum today when you go out to your favorite supermarket, your little delicatessen, your drugstore, wherever they sell good products, they've got to sell Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Well, Pat, most of the cast now has gone back to their dressing rooms to get dressed for their appearance, and I know that you have to, too. Do you want to say goodbye to your friends down in Tennessee and Texas?
Oh, yeah. Boy, I don't have time to say everything I'd like to. Except just a great big thanks, and I'm going to get home one of these days.
I bet you will. Thanks very much, Pat Boone and Della Reese and Felicia Sanders. And until we see you Monday at the same time, this is Howard Miller assuring you that if you tune in every morning to your favorite spot on the radio dial, that's your Columbia affiliate in your own hometown, I think that maybe we can provide a few smiles and some wonderful interviews with the great stars of show business. Until we see you then on Monday, this is Howard Miller from our dressing room at the Chicago Theater in the Loop area, saying thank you very much, have a real safe and a wonderful weekend, and take Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller Monday at this same time when his guest will be Georgia Gibbs. This is the CBS Radio Network.